This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Have you ever experienced a wonderful surprise that leaves you in awe and whispering, "Wow, that was great"? Well, the Bible tells us Jesus felt that way once when he witnessed an amazing faith and from a very unlikely believer. Well, stay with us today as we talk about how we can also have that kind of faith in today's message entitled, The Wow Factor.
So here's a question for you. What wows Jesus, amazes him, thrills him, surprises him? Stay with us and find out today. Our reading for today is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly, and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He's worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Here ends our reading.
Faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Thy hands. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So faithful to me.
A few years ago, a friend gave me a ticket to attend a conference in the Twin Cities, which was being held for Twin Cities business leaders. This conference was being taught or led by a business guru named Tom Peters. He's written a lot of books. And that day, he talked to us about the importance of the pursuit of wow, the wow factor. Causing your customer to go, wow, after they've had an encounter with you. The concept of wow yells out surprise. It's a positive thing. So aren't you glad you're doing business with me? It yells out at us, the wow factor. The wow factor is about exceeding customer expectations. You've probably experienced the wow factor along the way, perhaps at a restaurant where you've received a nice meal and the server was just outstanding and at your beck and call and friendly and accommodating, and you go, wow, what great service. Or maybe you've purchased something, a car, and the dealership calls you a couple days later and says, hope you're enjoying that car. Is there anything we can do to make your experience even a little more positive with us? And you go, wow, what great service. Recently, I experienced the wow factor when I attended a preaching conference down in Cedar Falls, Iowa, that was hosted by our own Christian Crusaders ministry for local pastors. We were wowed by the teaching of Dr. Jeff Arthurs from Gordon-Conwell Seminary, but also wowed by the volunteers and the coordinators who had set up a day-long experience for us that just exceeded all expectations. They treated us like royalty. And when I got into my car at the end of the day, all I could think was, wow, that was a great experience. I'm so glad I came. And we had to do that again. The wow factor. Here's a question for us to consider this day. What do you suppose wows Jesus? What thrills him, surprises him, exceeds all expectations, so to speak? Well, we have a story today before us about someone who did just that in Luke's gospel. There was this man. We're surprised by him right away. He's considered to be an enemy of the Jews. He's a Roman centurion, which means he was in charge of 100 soldiers. He was, I suppose, the police force around Capernaum to keep the Jews in line. The Romans were considered unclean because they were Gentiles. They were outsiders, oppressors. And so there was no love lost between the Jews and the Romans. But as we read about this individual, he kind of surprises us. Sounds like a pretty good guy. First of all, we see that he had a slave that he valued highly, and this slave was close to death. Now, in those days when life was rather cheap, especially slaves, this man exceeded all expectations in his attitude towards that slave. He wanted to get him healed. He obviously had some kindness in his heart, some mercy, as he saw this beloved servant of his fading away. He couldn't just cut him loose, as would probably be the norm, but he wanted to get him help. We also see that this man must have been some sort of a religious seeker. He, along the way, had heard about Jesus somehow. Where did he hear? Well, he obviously heard it from the Jews that were in his community. His ears must have pricked up as he heard of the stories of Jesus' healings and some of the things and claims that he was making about himself. And so the man thought, well, maybe this Jesus can help me. He was a seeker. He asked Jesus to come by way of the Jewish leaders in the community of Capernaum, and obviously he had developed a positive relationship with the religious leadership of the community. They had some good things to say about him, we find out. They said to Jesus, this man loves our people. He's loving. And he's very generous. He built us the synagogue in which we worship. And then they go on to say, Jesus, he's really worthy of your help. Please come with us. I'm kind of reminded of how sometimes in our prayer life we can sound like that. Lord, I've been really a good follower. I've done everything you've asked me to do. Now, if you could just do this favor for me, I deserve it. Sometimes those prayers are spoken with that kind of sentiment. Well, Jesus went with them. And before he got to the house of this man, that centurion sent another delegation, this time of friends, to intercept him. And they said, this man says, don't trouble yourself. He's told us to tell you that he's not worthy of your presence in his home. That the reason why he's not standing here telling you himself is he doesn't presume to be deserving of anything to even come into your presence. So here we see a deep humility. The Jewish leaders have said, he deserves your help, Jesus. This man sends a message, I don't deserve your help. You owe me nothing. Don't take the chance of getting people thinking that you're unclean because you've entered into the home of one of the unclean ones, the Gentiles. He's looking out for Jesus, so to speak, in that way. But he's expressing his humility. You got to like somebody like that. And he says, but Jesus, I know what it is like to be someone that's set under authority. Here we see a bit of perception on this man's part. A glimmer of faith, I suppose, you might say. He says, I know authority when I see it. I just say the word to one of my soldiers, go, and he goes. And I say the word, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do it, and he does it. So, Lord, just say the word and let my servant be healed. Notice he called Jesus Lord, a title reserved only for Caesar. A title used in Luke's gospel for God. He doesn't come right out and say, Jesus, I believe you're God, but there's someone there speaking to Jesus that believes that Jesus has some authority, that he's been sent by God, that he needs to just say the word, and things happen. Well, for all the wonderful positive attributes that Luke describes about this centurion, this last statement is what wowed Jesus in this encounter. He stopped in his tracks, and he turned to the crowd that was following him, and he said, I tell you, not even in all of Jerusalem have I seen a faith like this. Jesus loved it. He marveled. He was amazed at this man's faith. This man had no doubt that Jesus could do anything he wanted, that he had the authority of God residing within him. As he said, I also am a man set under authority. He knew he deserved nothing from Jesus. Jesus owed him not a single thing, but he approached him with humility and asked for help. He knew that while he deserved nothing, that Jesus could help him. His trust and his humility caused Jesus to marvel as he turned it all over and left it totally up to Jesus. Equally amazing is his faith in the power and authority of Jesus' word. He didn't need to see Jesus. He firmly and fully believed that whatever Jesus said was the way it was going to be. That faith involves trusting what the eye cannot see. He didn't need to see Jesus. He trusted Christ's word. When you think about it, he's kind of like us today at this point in history. We don't have Jesus to see. We don't have him in front of us. We can't touch him. But we do have his word. And we do have his promises and his wisdom and his insight. And that is all we need. I'm reminded of Jesus saying in the presence of Thomas in the upper room after the resurrection of Jesus, he said, blessed are those who, without having seen, believe. To take him at his word. That's what this man was doing. And Jesus was surprised, wowed by this person's faith in him. You know, normally in the Gospels, Jesus does and says things that surprise people. This is one of the few places where Jesus himself is surprised. The only other place where we find he's surprised is when he couldn't get a fair hearing from his own people that refused to believe in him and rejected him. It says Jesus was surprised. And the reason for his surprise in this particular narrative is that it's the sheer quality of this man's faith in him. This faith isn't some abstract belief about a higher power, about God, or about some dogma. It's a simple, clear belief that when Jesus commands that something be done, it'll be done because he has that kind of authority. He can be trusted. And Jesus' statement of surprise is meant to be the high point of this episode. Not in all of Israel have I seen a faith like this, Jesus exclaimed. Wow! They went home at the end of the story and found the servant healed. The healing itself is almost anticlimactic. And the servant was well. End of story. The big idea that is being pushed here is the surprise, the wow of Jesus in the face of an individual's faith in him. What's the takeaway for us today? It's simply this. Jesus loves it when you trust him fully. When you give yourself over to his lordship, as you humble yourself before him and say, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in your word. Lord, you can do anything. And I give myself, my life over to your care. I entrust my situation, my circumstances to you because I trust you. The wow factor. Jesus loves it when you trust him with your salvation. The Bible tells us we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. As we say to Jesus, I know someday I'm going to die. As a friend of mine is close to that day and has said this to me, I know where I'm going. I have a promise from Jesus. I'm going to be with him in his heaven. He's taken care of everything for me at the cross and the grave. He's done it all for you and for me. And oh, how he is pleased when we trust in what he's done for us. As we trust him with our eternity, our salvation. How he loves it when we trust him with our past, with guilt and shame that sometimes can so eat away at us. Some of us have such a hard time accepting and believing forgiveness, I know. There's this young preacher, his name is Matt Chandler. He's really good. He's written a book called The Explicit Gospel, and he tells a story about what happened to him after speaking at a conference for men near his hometown. He writes, "When I was done preaching, I decided to hop in my car and drive 20 minutes to the town in which I grew up. I wanted to see the houses and kind of walk down memory lane. As I drove into town, I passed a field where I once got into a fist fight with a kid named Sean. It was not a fair fight. I did some shady, dark things in that fight, and I completely humiliated that kid in front of a large crowd of people. Later, I drove past my first house, and I thought of all the wicked things I'd done in that house. And then I passed a friend's house where I once, at a party, did some shameful things. Afterward, on the drive back to the conference, I was overwhelmed with guilt and shame about the wickedness that I had done in this town I grew up in prior to knowing Jesus. And I could hear the whispers in my heart, 'You call yourself a man of God? Are you going to stand in front of those men and tell them to be men of God after all you've done?' It was in the middle of that guilt and shame I began to be reminded by the scriptures that the old Matt Chandler is dead. The Matt Chandler who did those things, the Matt Chandler who sinned in those ways, was nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ. And all his sins, past, present, and future, were paid for in full on the cross of Jesus. I've been sanctified once and for all, and Jesus remembers my sins no more. And I no longer need to feel shame for those things, because those things have been completely atoned for. He trusted in Jesus, and Jesus, I imagine, went, 'Wow, that's great.'" What about with your relationships? Trust him with your relationships. To actually believe that Jesus knows what makes your relationships work, whether it's people that you live with in your home, or whether it's your marriage or raising your kids. Jesus is the inventor of relationships. He's the one who has the wisdom to know what makes them work, how it must please him, how it must wow him when we trust him enough to do what he says and put to work his instructions. I invite you today to join me in amazing Jesus with our faith. To believe in him so completely and trust in him so fully that he turns to the hosts of heaven and says, "Look at him. Look at her. Isn't that amazing? See the way he fully trusts my words. See how she believes in me. Wow."
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove precious. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Let's pray. Lord, thanks for reminding us today that You value our faith in You. Help us to entrust every area of our lives to Your care, believing that all authority and power and honor and glory belongs to You forever and ever. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May He go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to turn over all you have and are to His care with the assurance that He can be trusted with your salvation and your eternity. Christian Crusaders currently broadcasts on 23 radio stations in 11 states across the U.S., shortwave over North America and Europe, and on the internet at ChristianCrusaders.org. As a nonprofit ministry, we depend upon the free will donations of our listening family. If you're in a position to do so, we invite you to help support the mission of Christian Crusaders with your gifts and your prayers. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. All gifts are considered tax deductible. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, call 277-0924. Thank you for worshiping with us this day, and we'd appreciate that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting this service today was Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 77th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.